From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Tom Hudson. The retail business in South Florida is connected to real estate and tourism. Ina Cordell covers the retail industry for the Miami Herald.
The luxury market is really taking off. There have been so many new stores opening in Aventura, Bell Harbor, the Design District, and many more are on their way.
These are big global brands, Prada, Gucci. What is it that they're seeing with the Miami or South Florida consumer?
They're finding that the market here is really second to New York as a shopping destination. There's so many tourists that come here. There's so many affluent consumers who have second homes here, snowbirds, international tourists from all over the globe. And they really come here often to shop.
It's kind of an interesting twist, right? So these big global luxury high-dollar brands are coming here because this is where the tourists are coming. They're not coming to sell to us locals necessarily.
Locals too, but tourists in particular.
And it's spread across brands. I mean, we've even seen Jimmy Choo, the luxury high-end shoe company, opening up in Sawgrass Mills.
And in the Design District, there are many stores slated to arrive. Berluti just opened its store. It's a very high-end Parisian-based men's shoe store, and they opened their first full-line store for all of men's clothing and other goods in the Design District, their first in the United States.
This push toward luxury and this concentration of luxury brands here in the South Florida retailing market is not confined, though, to just high-end men's clothing or haute couture women's gowns or accessories and jewelry, is it?
No, even food, gourmet food items are popular here. I just wrote a story on Marky's, which is has a retail store on 79th Street and is also a major wholesaler and even has an aqua farm for sturgeon. And it's expanding its retail operations now to other cities around the country.
We've seen the success that Whole Foods has had, the interest that Trader Joe's, for instance, has. I mean, luxury does have a food component here.
It all goes together. And designers are finding that after opening stores in New York, they really want to open a store in Miami. Hmm. For example, Rebecca Taylor, the contemporary women's fashion designer, and Nicholas Kirkwood, the very high-end women's shoe designer. They were recently in town scouting for locations in Bell Harbor and the Design District.
We're also seeing, obviously, efforts by Walmart to grow locally, Target to grow locally. So you've got kind of both ends of the retail spectrum focused on not only the Miami consumer, but the visitors that come here.
It covers the full spectrum of from mass merchandisers to high-end luxury designers.
So where do you see the independent local retailer still fitting in? Some of those local brand names that South Floridians that go back a few generations may remember are no longer there. Is there still space for that local small retailer?
I think where they run into trouble is paying the very expensive commercial real estate costs, the cost of leases in places like Lincoln Road and certainly in other areas is rising, and it becomes more difficult. An Italian designer just opened a store on Washington Avenue in Miami Beach, saying that it preferred to be off Lincoln Road where prices were lower.
As the retail market matures here, those rents tend to increase and escalate pretty quickly, don't they?
Exactly.
Yeah. Ina Cordell with the Miami Herald. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can hear more about the reality of retail in South Florida. Go to WLRN.org and click on the Sunshine Economy tab. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Tom Hudson.